Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another exciting After Effects tutorial. Today, we're going to be taking a look at creating these glass orbs. I don't know what they are, but perhaps they could hold a galaxy, and that galaxy could be protected by Will Smith somehow. So, not sure if that's going to work or not, but let's go ahead, get started, and see what we come up with. So we're going to create a new composition, and we'll go ahead and make it 960 by 540 and 24 frames per second. I'll hit OK. And what we need to do is create the glass shell for our orb. So we have this image here. It's a smudgy looking glass image, and we're going to bring it out into the comp. And then we're going to come over to the effects, and we're going to type in CC Sphere. No. Let's try that again. I'm taking this new typing class. It's called Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing. It's a little bit advanced, but we're making some progress. Anyway, if anyone knows what that means, good for you. Back to it. We've added the sphere effect to our texture, and I want to show you a quick problem. So if we come to the Shading tab, we can set the Ambience to 100 and the Diffuse to 0. So we just have a flat image. Now if we rotate down one of these, we have a little bit of a problem where the image comes together because it kind of bunches up based on the way it wraps it in the sphere. So we want to sort that out. So let's delete the sphere effect and let's pre-compose our image. So we'll choose Layer, Precompose, and we'll leave all the attributes, and we'll call this Sphere Unwrapped, and we'll hit OK. Then we'll double click on it if you're in CS4, and then we'll open up that composition. And then we're going to come over here, we're going to type in Polar Bear, and we're going to bring the Polar Bear effect out onto the smudgy effect, and we want to turn up the interpolation to 100. And some of you were probably thinking that this was going to maybe transform the glass into a Coca-Cola drinking bear, but not exactly. But what we have done is we've unwrapped it in a way that's going to allow us to create a seamless sphere map. Now, that'll make sense in a moment, but we have a bit of a problem because it's not complete. So what I'm going to do is duplicate the layer. So we'll choose Edit, Duplicate, and then we're going to flip it upside down. Now, the other thing we need to do here is we need to stretch it out because we want to blend in this overlapping area, but it needs to be stretched a bit. So let's stretch it out here, and then we'll move it up. And then we'll choose Effect, Transition, Linear Wipe, should be there. And we'll set this to 0, and the Transition Completion, we'll just move that over until it covers over the image, and then feather it out a bit. Okay, so now we've created our unwrap texture. So if we go back into our previous comp, so if we come over here and we type in sphere, drop that onto our new texture, go down to the shading, we'll set the ambience to 100 and the diffuse to 0. And now if we rotate it, we don't have that problem of it bunching up anymore. So that is the first step in setting this up. Okay, next I want to add some rotation. So we'll go to the rotation, we'll alt-click on rotation Y, and we'll type time star 20. So time times 20. And that'll basically rotate forever. And what I want to do is duplicate the layer. So we'll choose Edit, Duplicate. And I want to set the render mode to inside. And what that basically simulates is what the render looks like if it were looking at just the inside. And then if we move that to the bottom here, we'll call it inside. And we'll call this one outside, even though there's no transparency, just good. And we'll set the transfer mode to screen, and screen for both of them, just in case we put something underneath. And so now, if you look closely, you can see a bit of translation between the inside and the outside. So it makes it look a little bit more realistic, I guess. All right, let's go over to the project and we're going to create a reflection. So I've got this probe image, which is basically a 360 degree wrapped panoramic that's been blurred out. So we'll bring that out. And again, I want to precompose it. So we'll choose layer, precompose, we'll leave all the attributes, and we'll call this the reflection, and we'll hit OK. So we'll double click on the reflection, and we need to make sure that it wraps properly. So what I'm going to do is create a new adjustment layer. I'm going to type offset, I'm going to bring it out, and then I want to move it over, which basically shifts it over. Now, I can see a sharp line right here in the middle. So what I want to do is sort of fix that. So let me shut off our offset. We'll take our layer, we'll duplicate it, we'll slide it over, and we'll take our other one, slide it over. So we're basically doing exactly what the offset does, but doing it manually. You can use the arrow keys to line it up. And we basically want to blur this out. So we'll create, I don't know, another adjustment layer. We'll add a blur, a fast blur, and we'll make it horizontal and just blur it out until that goes away. And then we'll mask off that area with a rectangle mask, and then we'll feather the mask so that it also blends properly. So then we'll put our blur below our offset, and we'll animate our offset. So we'll just click on the stopwatch here, and we'll move all the way over to the end of our animation. I don't think it's that long, but you know, 500 frames or something, and just slide it over. So now this is just going to do that, and we can change the speed and everything a little bit later, but let's go back to our comp and let's add our sphere effect to our reflection. Now, I'm not going to change any of the settings except for the reflectiveness. Now, this is kind of a cool thing because we've turned that up. It sort of becomes a reflective ball. And if we move forward in time, our offset effect now makes it look like it's being reflected as a chrome ball or something like that. I mean, it's not perfect, but we're getting there. Just give me a few more minutes and we'll work on it, please. I'm desperate. I left my kid at home when we went on vacation, and I've got to get back. And the only option is to take a van with this guy. Okay, now let's create a new solid. And it doesn't matter what color. We'll shut it off for a moment. We'll take the ellipse tool, and we're going to draw a circle right in the middle. If you hold down Control and Shift, it should look like that. And we'll turn it on there, and we'll feather it out a bit. And then we'll take our reflective layer and we'll set the track mat to alpha inverted. So what that does is makes our reflection only show up on the outside of our ball. And that's kind of what we want. But we also want to change the reflective layer to be additive so that it blends with it a little bit more naturally. And we'll also take our reflective layer and add a tint effect to lower a bit of the saturation. So that looks good. And another cool effect that I actually found out by accident was I added a curves effect. And I tried to create a little bit of a contrast curve. And I grabbed the second one and I accidentally pulled it down really low. And it sort of inverted the colors. And if we bring the saturation all the way up. But what it did is it kind of created an interesting kind of glossiness, as if the darker areas are maybe reflecting other balls or other things in the scene. So it just kind of gave it a nice glossy look. You can, you know, go either way. You can do it the actual map or sort of invert it to create this look. And then if we play around with the mask layer ahead of it, we can expand it or contract it depending on how we want the reflective layer to interact. And we might also duplicate the reflection and the mat, Control D, just so it's a little bit brighter. So this is looking pretty good. We also want to add a little bit of snow. So we'll create another solid. And there is like a snow effect we can use. And maybe we need to change the solid color to black. And we'll turn up the amount of snow and maybe the speed down to 0.5. And then there's another effect called optics compensation, optical flares. No, we're looking for optics compensation. We'll bring that out. And we're going to turn up the field of view really, really high. And it sort of wraps the image into a circular shape. Now, it is a wider image, so we'll just put it right about there. Let's put this below our glass orbs there. Now, it looks like our snow is a little bit outside of our circle, so we can just squeeze the layer in a bit. So that's looking pretty good. Now we also need to change the color of all of this. So we'll create an adjustment layer. We'll add curves and maybe give it a little bit of contrast. Maybe a little bit of blue. Also go to the red channel and punch this down a little bit. So this just gives it a little bit more glossiness. And we also want to create like a horizontal sort of horizon line. So we'll create another solid and we'll make it white. We'll shut it off for a moment. And we'll draw a circle. Let's see, we'll go just like that. We'll move it down. And we'll turn it on. And we'll set this to subtract. And we'll duplicate the mask. Edit, duplicate. And we'll set the second one to invert. And then we'll hit MM to bring up the mask properties. And we'll bring the expansion, let's see, outward. And we'll feather it also. All that just to create a little bit of a gradient. Now, we want to cut off all of the excess. So what I can do is just take one of my sphere effects, duplicate it, bring it to the top, set the transfer mode to stencil alpha. And what that does is basically cuts everything else around it out of the picture. So just kind of a quick way to get rid of that. We'll take our horizon line, we'll set this to maybe overlay. And that's pretty much all there is to it. Okay, so we've created the basic orb, and now we're going to composite it into a scene. Okay, let's go ahead and pre-compose all of this. So we'll choose layer, pre-compose, we'll call this our orb, we'll hit OK. And then we're going to create a 3D world, a very simple one. First, we'll make our orb 3D, and we'll take our smudge texture, we'll bring it out, what the heck. We'll type in motion tile, and we'll bring that on there. We'll make it a 3D layer. So we're basically making a really large layer that we can use as our floor. So we'll take the rotation tool and rotate the layer down. This is all highly advanced stuff here. And we'll put it right down there at the bottom. We'll mirror the edges, turn up the output height and width, and that looks good. We'll scale it up some. Then we'll create a new camera. Do 28 millimeter. We'll hit OK. And then we can use the camera tools here. We can back the camera up and we can orbit the camera. All that good stuff. Okay, let's make a quick background layer. So we'll create a new solid. We'll choose OK. We'll choose Effect, Generate, Ramp. And this creates a nice gradient. We'll do dark blue and sort of a light blue. And we'll put that at the bottom. We'll keep that as a 2D layer. We'll make our smudge layer, set that to screen. And I also want to make it fade off in the distance. So here's kind of a cool effect. We'll create a solid. We'll take the rectangle tool. Now this works for mostly basic camera movements, but it's kind of a cool trick. We'll feather it out about this point. So we'll take the mask, we'll feather it, and we'll put that just above our smudge layer, which is 3D. But this layer is only 2D. And we'll set the smudge layer to alpha matte. And what that does is makes the layer 3D, but makes it sort of fall off in the distance so that we don't see a sharp edge where the 3D layer ends. So that works pretty good as long as you do, you know, simple, basic, slow kind of camera move. So let's keep that in mind. We'll move this back up. And we can always make adjustments to it, you know, as we go. Next thing I want to do is create a reflection for our orb. So we'll just do it the old-fashioned way. We'll duplicate it. We'll flip it upside down. And we'll slide it down. Then I'll choose Effect, Transition, Linear Wipe. And we'll set that to 180. I'll turn up the completion. And we'll feather it a bit. And I may move it up just a little bit and put it below the top orb so that the reflection looks like it's more underneath it. And then we're going to create a dark blue solid and we're going to create a shadow. So we'll just go ahead, add an ellipse, make a circle, and we'll feather it out. And we'll duplicate the mask and we'll feather it out a little bit more. So we want one to be slightly feathered and the other one to be more feathered. But come back to that. We'll set this to color burn, or I don't know, classic color burn. And we'll make it a 3D layer. We'll rotate it and bring it down to the ground layer. We'll put it right below the top orb. Let's work on this one thing at a time here. And we'll bring the expansion of the darker one inward. Something like that. Might even make it less blue. And turn the opacity up a bit. So that works, and then we have our reflection. Now, our reflection is sort of interacting improperly, so we're just going to create an adjustment layer and stick it between those two layers to sort of break up the rendering order. And if you've seen the 3D reflection tutorial, that is all explained, so you can check that out. Now, on our background color, let's go ahead and make this color a little darker. And then we can take our shadow and maybe lower the opacity. So it's kind of give and take. You play with one setting and then you want to tweak another one. So just you know, keep that in mind as you're working. You're just going to be constantly, you know, making these type of adjustments until everything looks right. But this is getting us pretty close. Now, another quick thing I'm going to do is take our orb layer. We're going to right-click, choose Transform, Auto-Orient towards the camera. And that will make it so that the camera can't really ever get around it, and it will always be facing the camera, so it will look a little bit more three-dimensional. And then we'll take our reflection and just lower the opacity of it just a little bit, and we might even add a little bit of a blur. And now I want to create our background image with our probe. So we'll bring that out and we'll make it a 3D layer and we'll push it really far into Z space and we'll scale it up. And we can add a quick mask to get rid of the bottom. We'll set it to subtract and we'll feather it. We'll hit F, turn that up a bit. And let's also add a tint effect and a curves adjustment. So we'll bring the tint down a bit, we'll add a little bit of contrast, and try to make it look more blue. Something like that. And next I want to go ahead and turn on depth of field for our camera. So we'll hit AA, brings up the camera options, turn on depth of field, and we're going to turn up the aperture and then we're going to turn up the blur level. So as we do that, the focus plane starts to show itself. So we're going to change the focus distance to a little bit further away, and then our orb is going to come into focus. Now I want to create another orb. So we'll take our first orb, our shadow, our adjustment layer, and our reflection, and hit Control D. Let's change the color here, we'll do peach. Control D, and we'll move all those layers up, and we'll change the color to, I don't know, lavender, just to kind of keep it organized. And then we can move this back a bit, not too much, and we'll slide it over. And we might even put this below the first orb. So then if we take our camera, hit P, A, set a keyframe for the position and anchor point, and we'll just move over a little bit, you know, 50 frames or so, and then we'll move the camera forward until it comes to focus, that other orb that we just created. It's a little bit slow. Wait for it. Perfect. And we'll go ahead and just dolly the camera over to the side a bit. You know, it might even leave that one in the foreground. Kind of looks cool. Up to you. And then we can hit F9 on those keyframes, and maybe we could take a look at this. Okay, so that's getting there. Now the last thing that we might do is in the orb layer, we could add a little glowing ball in the middle. So we could just create a solid, maybe add a fractal noise, turn up the contrast, and basically create a little circular mask. Feather the mask out. We'll set this to add, and maybe play around with some of these settings here, a little more contrast. Nothing too fancy, and then we could just tint it with a curves adjustment and just bring the red down a bit, turn the blue up, and last, just add a quick glow. And you've got some sort of energy in there. So for this one, we're going to go ahead, add an adjustment layer. We'll add a curves adjustment as well as a stylized glow. And we're going to darken the image a bit first. And then we'll turn up the radius of the glow. I think we're in good shape. That reflective technique can probably be used for, you know, all sorts of things that have, you know, a sphere in it that you want to have reflective. You can just use various reflective maps to, you know, just give it a little bit of a glossiness if you're creating some sort of, you know, actual globe, you know, for a news promo or something like that. There's a lot of possibilities there. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this tutorial, and be sure to check out the other great parts of the site. We have our blog and our forum, and of course, many great products in the product section. My name is Andrew Kramer, and we'll see you next time. Actually, I'll see you probably in 2010. Crazy. Crazy. It's like the future. Maybe I could use this as a crystal ball. Never mind.